Admiralty Floating Dock Number 17. Early history. Admiralty Floating Dock Number 17 was built by Devonport Naval Dockyard, Plymouth, to a Clark Stanfield design with a lifting capacity of 2,750 tons, originally intended for the emergency docking of escort vessels and destroyers. On completion in September 1942, she was towed to Reykjavik, Iceland, leaving Plymouth on September 23 under tow by the tug Freebooter. There she was under the control of HMS Balder, the RN depot at Reykjavik, until September 1944, when she was reassigned for duty with the British Pacific Fleet. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. The dock was about to undertake the longest ocean tow in history, Reykjavik to Sydney, a 16,000-mile voyage lasting 9 months. During the tow, which was undertaken in several stages, the dock was manned by 32 Royal Navy personnel under the charge of Warrant Shipwright W.J. Trist, RN. AFT 17 departed Reykjavik for the Clyde on September 13, 1944, under tow by rescue tugs Saucy and Lariat, escorted by the ASW trawlers Kirkella, Northern Spray and Brimley's 1. From the Clyde the tow continued to Gibraltar, escorted by ASW trawlers Northern Spray, Northern Reward and Coldstreamer. Note: it is assumed that Saucy continued the tow to Gibraltar. She is recorded as being in Barry Docks on October 20, 1944. The weather in the Northern Atlantic was to slow the tow considerably. Severe gales battered the dock and her tugs. The worst lasted for 10 days and nights, during which time the 18-inch thick tow ropes broke under the strain on 5 occasions, and at one point the dock drifted for 3 days before the tow could be re-established. During one spell of this bad weather, a 5-ton traveling crane mounted on top of the starboard wall broke loose, and there was a frantic 2 hours when there was a constant danger that the crane would run overboard before it could be made fast. On Thursday, September 28, tragedy struck when able seaman Lion was knocked overboard when a tow line parted on Lariat. On reaching Gibraltar, the dock had to undergo repairs before continuing on the next leg to Aden via the Suez Canal. On departing from Gibraltar, Lariat was joined by 2 other, unidentified, tugs, Lariat ahead of the dock and the 2 smaller ones on either bow. Escort was provided by the South African whaler, HMSAS Southern Seas, and several ASW trawlers. 3 days out, the weather deteriorated again and the tugs had to fight against gale force winds to keep the dock from being blown into offshore minefields off the North African coast near Oran. After passage through the Suez Canal, AFT-17 arrived at Aden on December 12 to refuel the tugs and store ship before departing for Cochin on December 20 under tow by Lariat and an unknown second tug, Integrity? Under escort of the corvette Buglos. She arrived at Cochin in southern India on January 8, 1945 and remained there for a month before continuing on to Fremantle, Western Australia. It had been planned that a third tug, Empire Sam, should join the small convoy, to be towed astern of AFT-17 to Fremantle. The plan was abandoned when it became apparent that this was not a workable idea, and the dock sailed on February 13 still under tow from Integrity and Lariat, escorted by corvette Meadow Sweet. The small convoy arrived in Sydney at the end of May 1945. The dock had suffered other damage during the many legs of the journey and so could not become operational upon her arrival. She was sent to Mort's Dock for initial repairs before being towed to Cockatoo Dockyard for further work. AFT-17 was to see no active duty with the British Pacific Fleet. She was still in the hands of Cockatoo Dockyard when the war ended. Post-war. She entered the Captain Cook Dock for 8 days of repair work on January 7, 1946, and docking on the 15th. On completion of her repairs, she was berthed at the Fitzroy Wharf, Cockatoo Island, and was transferred on loan to the Royal Australian Navy. It is unclear how long the repairs took to complete, however, it was not until December 17, 1946 that she made her first docking, lifting the 384-ton Australian tug Linfield. After several years of wrangling over her value, the Australian government purchased a FT-17 for the sum of £75,000 in 1948. During her 22 years of service with the Royal Australian Navy, a FT-17 completed 641 dockings of RAN and RN vessels, ranging in size from tugs to frigates and submarines. She was condemned in 1957 as too expensive to repair. This situation appears to be the result of reluctance on the Australian government's part to spend any serious money on her upkeep, but the usefulness of her 2 5-ton electric cranes earned her a short reprieve. Despite the Royal Australian Navy's willingness to discard her, she was still utilised to her fullest, completing 58 dockings the following year. Her last docking was the RN submarine HMS Taciturn on March 24, 1964, after which she was finally withdrawn from service and sold for scrap. The two electric cranes were salvaged from her before her carcass was towed away. These were installed at Fitzroy Wharf, where they remained in use until the wharf was closed in 1991. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.